You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with this week's rant. Gentlemen, the rant that I had planned for this week was, of course, going to be me talking about Meg the Stallion and the difference in class between her and Klay Thompson, and the fact that more than likely the people closest to him got in his ear and said, yeah, no. You cannot turn that hoe into a housewife. However, Japanese Twitter, that really perked my ears up. And the comparison of black people to Viltrumites, I find that absolutely hilarious. Now, of course, I'm going to go in a different path from pretty much everybody else that's talking about it. And we, of course, this is definitely going to be a more racially themed video because we have to tell the truth and shame the devil. Now, I find it hilarious when I read the tweets talking about how black people's muscle structure and bone structure are different from Japanese people. Now, as a man that lived in Japan for almost 10 years before social media, I could definitely say from my experience, yes, there were some apprehensive Japanese people, even back then. Some people avoided me. Some people, I was a novel curiosity, especially during my last duty station in Japan around 2000 to 2004. That's when Bob Sapp was extremely popular over in Japan. And of course, me being a 6'4 bald black man, there were a lot of times that little kids would ask me if I was Bob Sapp. So, of course, I didn't find it offensive. I leaned into it. I just accepted the compliment for what it was. Now, of course, I actually met Bob Sapp in a nightclub, and he's a real down-to-earth guy. Now, of course, the women in the club, we played it off. Whenever they was like, "Are you Bob Sapp?" we would just simply point at each other. It was absolutely hilarious. But yeah, overall, pretty nice down-to-earth guy. But that tweet, it's easy to find. The fact that black people are being compared to Viltrumites, one must ask the question, why the Viltrumites? All right, this is where I get to go into my own personal path. Let's go ahead and start with the anime and comic community. Insofar as anime, there is not a lot of representation of strong, superpowered black male characters. There simply is not. In comics, yes, there are some representations. However, the difference is Hollywood. There are definitely some characters who definitely deserve a whole lot of love. The main one from me would be Blue Marvel. Why? Because if you look into his backstory, it is actually completely relatable to real life. And of course, the times during his story. Yeah, the anti-black male racial hierarchy. His character had to go through that. That is something that could be easily translated to the big screen. But once again, we have to go ahead and tell the truth. There is a severe anti-black male racial hierarchy when it comes to the comic scene, the anime scene, and of course the Hollywood scene. Now, of course, there are other black characters, namely Storm, who in her own right, yes, she deserves all the love she gets. But what about the powerful black male characters? Icon would be another one. What happened? His comic series got absorbed into DC and he got pushed to the back. Yeah, way down the line. Now, granted, Icon can go toe-to-toe with Superman. But of course, we know that, you know, the powers that be don't want to see a black man being able to go against Superman. Yeah, yeah. Speaking of Superman, if you know, you know. There was a particular island called Valthos Island, which was a pretty much independent region of Krypton, where, yes, there were, in fact, black Kryptonians confirmed. Now, of course, we know, once again, the mainstream don't want to see that. Hell, Earth 23, a completely black Justice League, except for Batman. Yeah, black Superman, Nubia, which was the black version of Wonder Woman. But well, like I said, once again, the anti-black racial hierarchy in these, you know, particular genres has to be put first. But once again, why the Viltrumites? Well, the Viltrumites are on screen. You cannot deny that. So, of course, that's where they want to make the comparison. Oh, my God, the Viltrumites are conquerors. You know, they're super powerful conquerors who are violent. Yeah, right, no. However, if you look further into the Invincible comics, yes, the Viltrumites actually settle on Earth. They start having children, and they change once Mark becomes the Viltrumite Emperor. But personally, once again, I find it absolutely hilarious that they will make that comparison. But once again, black Viltrumites are something that cannot be hidden away, like your Blue Marvel, like your Icons. They can't be hidden away like that. But yes, in Japan, yes, there is a bit, there is, you know, anti-black racism. But the question is, and someone actually put this question to the public, why is it that Japanese people are coming out now saying how much they fear black people when black people haven't done a damn thing to Japan? Least of all, drop two damn A-bombs on them. Just saying. Just saying. But yeah, all in all, I just find it hilarious. But it's the response that I find fascinating. Normally, a lot of black people would get up in arms and start saying, oh my God, you know, y'all are so racist and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No, black people are actually leaning into it. They're saying, okay, you know what? Looks like for Halloween, you're going to see a lot of black Viltrumite costumes. For which I say, yeah. Sometimes it's good to just go with the wave and not fight it. All right, we're going to turn this into an advantage for us. But yeah, once again, I find it hilarious, and I think black people who are thinking like that are doing the right thing. We're going to just accept it. Okay, you guys say we're Viltrumites. You guys are saying you're afraid of us, even though we just want to mind our own damn business. All right, cool. So we'll go ahead and take the label of black Viltrumites. Cool. But all in all, black nerd, black geek culture definitely needs to start putting themselves out there more on the forefront. Yeah, unfortunately, there was one black cosplayer who was a female who ended up taking herself offline because, of course, when she cosplayed as Japanese characters, you had to have the full-blown racists come out and say, as a black person, you should not cosplay as anime characters. What? Yeah, sound like some serious, you know, inferiority complexes going on. But that is another story for another time that will be covered by people in that community. I'm just an outside observer. But all in all, I'm liking the fact that black people are leaning into it. Okay, y'all want to call us Viltrumites? Cool, we will accept that title and move forward. And yeah, if you're a comic, if you're into comics, you're into anime, don't be afraid to speak it loud. Or as they call them in Japan, otaku. If you're an otaku, be proud about it. Be open about it. Yes, I like anime. Yes, I like video games. Especially if you're a black male. Come on now. We all know that when it comes to black men, you're supposed to fit into this nice, neat little box that society and black women have for you to fit in. Yeah, no. Break the mold, gentlemen. You don't need to be a thug or a rapper or a ball player to be viewed as an acceptable black man. Mm-mm. Those days are over. They don't like you? Okay, cool. You don't like the fact that I like anime? Well, guess what? Kiss my black ass. I'm not changing it to be accepted by you. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the Twitter tweets. Let me know what you guys think. Since this episode is really not about women per se, I'm not even going to deal with that. But yeah, if you're an anime guy, be proud of it. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.